Lawmakers approved the legislation on Sunday at the end of the week-long bi-monthly session of the National People's Congress Standing Committee. An Wei Xin, head of the Public Security Ministry's Counter-Terrorism Division, says threats from terrorism on the rise in China.
In recent years, China has faced a more serious threat from violent terrorists caused by rising international terrorist activities and the influence of those activities on domestic and overseas East Turkestan forces. Terrorist activities have imposed a severe threat to national security and social stability, economic development, national unity and people's lives and property.
The law defines terrorism as any proposition or activity that by means of violence, sabotage or threat, generates social panic, undermines public security, infringes personal and property rights, and menaces government organs and international organizations with the aim to realize certain political and ideological purposes. A national leading organ for counterterrorism work will be established, which will be in charge of identifying terrorist activities and personnel and coordinate nationwide anti-terrorist work. The state will provide financial support for key regions listed in counter-terrorist plan. A national intelligence center will also be established to coordinate interdepartmental and trans-regional efforts. The new plan, which takes effect in the beginning of next year, gives central government the power to temporarily freeze the funds of organizations suspected of financing terrorism. An Wei Xin from the Public Security Ministry says the law established basic principles for counter-terrorism work and strengthens measures of prevention, handling, punishment, as well as international cooperation.
The clause of the anti-terrorism law is based on our previous experience and the lessons China has learned from other countries. The law provides a set of standards for the government and the public to fight against the terrorism, and the enforcement of the law will provide legal support and guarantees for the country to combat terrorism, improve public security, protect the people's lives and property, and improve collaboration with the international partners on counter-terrorism activities.
Under the new law, telecom operators and internet service providers are required to provide technical support and assistance to police and national security authorities in prevention and investigation of terrorist activities. They should also prevent dissemination of information on terrorism and extremism. Li Shouwei of the National People's Congress Standing Committee says the rule accorded with the actual work needed to fight terrorism and was basically the same with other major countries.
With the development of the technology, many terrorists have taken advantage of the internet to incite and propagate terrorism. Some terrorists organize activities online, which poses a threat for the international community. On this issue, referring to other countries' measures, we should on one hand analyze and modify some regulations, and the law enforcement agencies should take necessary measures. On the other hand, we should stipulate corresponding responsibilities for telecom operators and online service providers. It will not affect companies' normal business, nor install backdoors to infringe on intellectual property rights or citizens' freedom of speech on the internet and their religious freedom.
The new law comes at a delicate time for China and for the world as terror attacks in Paris and the brutal killings of hostages committed by Islamic State extremists are alerting the world about an ever-growing threat of terrorism. For CRI, I'm Guiyan.